friend that has a little problem, and of course, I've bashed these connectors. I've also bashed a few brand names of pre-made coax cables. Well, anyway, he got one of those 90-degree adapters, PL259 and so forth. Works great. And then one day he had a problem. He asked about it. Okay. And it might be good for a kilowatt. He doesn't have the original package to confirm that, right? Well, he gives me the connector. He goes, John, see what you can do with this. You know, I know something's happening, but I look at it, I'm not finding anything out of the ordinary. You know, everything looks clean, blah, blah, blah. Well, what is happening? You get about to the 100 watts, no problem. You get past 200 watts, and there's a quick enough arc internal to this connector, this adapter, that most likely you won't see it on your SWR meter, but on a solid-state amplifier, the load alarm, load kick out, boom, load fault, that's the word I'm looking for, will kick you right out of the game. You know, so if you're on sideband and you're not pushing it a whole lot, but you're still in that range, yeah, that amplifier is going to make some strange noises, and that's what my friend Bill had. Some strange noises in that. And I got rid of it. You know, hooked everything up, and it's working fine, but something's still not making sense. Okay, I look at it and I give it the key down test. And found out right where it would break down. I don't see anything arcing. You know, you look at it and you think it's the insulator's Teflon. But it's got to be arcing somewhere. And years ago, we took a few adapters apart and found some of the strangest constructions, too. And a couple of them were from Radio Shack. But there was one connector. I can't think where another friend coughed up, and he showed it to us. This is way back from Michigan City Club, brought it to a club meeting. He goes, look, these two ends are connected with a spring. Well, that sounds like an inductor to me. Oh, that's something nice to have. But, you know, it's just the word of wisdom. And, of course, with some of this stuff, you really don't know what you're getting. It makes the Amplithal connectors more worthwhile, but the price on them is ouch, you know. And we have one vendor that used to come to our ham fest. And it's a good vendor. Got some low-cost connectors and that. And I would bank money to grab his stuff and give it a whirl before I would get something off of Amazon. And never had any bad luck